Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey, Miles. This is Mike. How are you doing?
Okay. How about yourself?
Well, I've got an issue here, and I can't seem to get any answers. All I get is just a runaround, which I've gotten for the last year and a half. So the last kit that I received was in October of 2020, so I have not received a kit in a year and a half. And I've been calling every few weeks to try and get this taken care of. And I've had several agents tell me that they can skip this kit 32 that I'm missing and issue me all the rest. And now I'm being told they can't do that. So I don't know what's going on. I spoke to Joanne, a supervisor, a couple of weeks ago, and she told me she was going to call me back. And I'm just trying to get these kits. I haven't gotten a kit in a year and a half, and I can't do anything with what I've got because I've only received 28 of these things so far.
Oh, I understand.
Somebody's got to be able to help me with this.
Well, we have to wait for the inventory to be replenished on build-up kit number 32 is what I was seeing from the note that was sent over in regards to the issue.
Yeah, but you can't tell me you haven't had kit 32 in a year and a half. That just, it doesn't even make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
I completely understand where you're coming from. Absolutely.
So if you don't have kit 32, please send me the other kits, and then when you get 32, just send it to me.
We don't have the ability to skip anything that's out of stock. We used to be able to do that, but we can no longer do that any longer. However, because this is a brand new call to me, can you confirm the name associated with the account?
It's Michael Palkowski. It's Palkowski.
And the address?
Is 11143 Castlemaine Circle South, Jacksonville, Florida, 32256.
And then finally, the email address.
It's MikePal49@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, I really apologize about that. That 32 is out of stock. And it looks like we would need to update the payment information on the account. So when
I've already done that. And Joanna told me that there was an issue and the computer wouldn't take it. And that's why she was supposed to call me back, because she was going to skip that kit 32 and issue me everything else.
Right.
And then I got an email a week ago stating that your company is no longer going to be in existence and a new company is taking it over in April, and that we can receive double orders if we want to. All we have to do is contact customer service, which is what I'm doing now anyways.
Oh, I understand. Let's see here. We used to be able to skip issues that were out of stock, but we received an update from corporate this week letting us know that we can no longer do that, because if an item is skipped, then the computer doesn't see it as something that needs to be ordered for inventory replenishment. So if 32
okay,
was...
Okay, well...
Yeah,
so
32...
skipped it for... This is just insane. This is insane. I cannot believe you haven't had kit 32 in a year and a half. There's got to be a way to fix this. You've got to be able to send me these other kits. Otherwise, you've sent me a couple of kits that I can do nothing with. And I've been a patient for over a year and a half, and nobody's helping me. There's got to be a way to escalate this, to fix this. Because apparently you're never going to have kit 32.
I can't escalate the issue for you.
Well, I need that done. I need something done, because this is horrible customer service.
Okay.
It's horrible. If you're really a manager, you should be able to override the system and send me these kits.
Oh, no, I can't do anything like that.
So that tells me you're not really a manager then.
I'm a supervisor.
You can't be, because a supervisor would take care of a customer, and you're not taking care of a customer.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mr. Palkowski. I'll tell you this right now. If I could take care of you and I could do whatever I wanted to do, I would order build-up kit number 32 for you. Specially, I would go out of my way to order it for you specially to make sure that you have it and that you're a happy customer. Why? because the customer is more important than me. The customer is more important than any customer service agent. The customer is more important than the company itself, because without customers, the company cannot exist. If the company cannot exist, they have no reason to need customer service, because there's no company to need customer service, no product to sell, you know, there's no need for customer service if there's not a company. So
okay, well,
the way I look at it is you're more important than me. You're more important than the company. You're more important than anyone else, because without customers like you, I can't fix it. I have to escalate the issue. It has to be brought up to the attention of corporate, and corporate would have to make the decision in regards to, you know, inventory replenishment. That's the only thing that I can do and that we would be able to do here. I escalate the issue up. Management sees the issue. Management escalates it to corporate, says, hey, we've got an issue. We've got a customer with the Aston Martin DB5 build. They've been waiting on build up kit 32 since October of 2020. Here we are, February of 2022, over a year and 4 months later, and you still haven't received anything? I understand where you're coming from. I completely understand where you're coming from.
You don't, because you don't even know what kit I have. I don't have a DB5.
The Gullwing, excuse me.
Gullwing.
I was so distracted.
I've been patient for a year and a half. I need to get an answer today. I've been continually put off and put off and put off and put off. And all you're doing is giving me the corporate lingo. I need somebody on the phone right now that can fix this problem right now.
I've
waited a year and a half. There's got to be, sir. There's got to
be. The only thing we can do is escalate the issue so that it can be resolved through, you know, we have to bring it to the attention of corporate and say, hey, look, this is a problem.
So then
what's
give me
going
somebody
on?
In corporate on the phone right now, please.
I can't get you anyone. Corporate is not going to speak with a customer by phone, although the head of customer service provides updates to customers at Eagle Moss customer at the Facebook. On Facebook at Eagle Moss Customer Service USA on Facebook. That's where the head of customer service provides updates to all the customers.
Okay. I'm not on Facebook and I don't have a Facebook account.
You don't have to. You can still view that page without having a Facebook account. All you have to do is Google Eagle Moss Customer Service USA Facebook, and it'll come right up for you if you click on the link. I understand how you feel. I apologize.
No, you don't, sir. You really don't. Because if you did, if you really, truly did, as a person, as a human being, you would fix this right now. I have been patient for a year and a half. You cannot tell me they've been out of kit 32 for a year and a half. You can't. I don't believe it. I understand things get delayed, but not a year and a half. And that's how long this has been going on. And I've been patient, and I'm sorry I'm upset, but this is ridiculous. I've been patient for a year and a half, and I'm done being patient. I want somebody to fix this problem now. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Please fix this problem now. You've sold me something I cannot use. I've been patient for a year and a half. I'm pleading and begging with you to do something now. I'm tired of waiting. I've waited a year and a half. I'm done waiting. I want an answer now. I want somebody that can fix this now.
Yes, sir. Well, we wouldn't be able to fix it right at this very moment.
Oh, my word. So you're not going to help me either. You're just going to give me the wrong
answer. Yes, sir.
Phone up and you won't log a thing and nobody knows anything, because if you really, truly – if they were logging this, you would have a year's worth of phone calls with this, and nobody's done a thing with it. Nobody. And you're going to do the same thing. You're going to hang up, and you're going to erase all your notes because you don't want to be involved in this, because it's been going on for a year and a half.
No, you're wrong, because I am escalating this for you, and I'm escalating and documenting the information very thoroughly so that whoever receives the escalation can understand your concern. And they can see that this is a big deal. You've been more than patient. You have been more than patient with Eagle Moss.
You're the 30th person that I've talked to over the last year and a half, that has repeated the exact same thing. And, oh, I'll get back with you. I'll get back with you. I'll escalate it. I'll get back with you. I'll get back with you. And I never hear another thing. Never hear another thing. I got the same phone call 2 or 3 weeks ago from Joanna. Told me the same thing, exactly what you're saying. Oh, I'll get back with you. It'll escalate. It'll do this. It'll do that. Haven't heard a word. Now, I've called you, and you don't know anything about it. And then you thought I had a DB8, and I've got a Mercedes.
No, I was just
right.
I was
there
just
tells me you don't know a thing.
No, it's not that I don't know a thing. It's that you're so upset that my mind was totally frazzled that I was trying, you know, because I'm, you know, as a customer service agent, sometimes if you have a very upset customer, it's hard to keep everything together in your brain while you're trying to help this customer, while the customer is venting their frustration at you about how upset they are. And I respect the fact that you're upset. I agree
so
with you that you should be upset.
Wait a minute.
No,
you're
it's because
you're
it's
frazzled
because,
over one phone call.
No,
put
it's
yourself
it's,
for a year and a half trying to fix this.
The only
a
reason
year and a half trying to fix this.
Right, I understand. But that's
and you're
trying
frazzled
to,
after one phone call.
No, it's not that, sir. It's just that I'm mentioning to you that you're coming at me with all of your upsetness. And I just happened to mention the DB5 by mistake. I apologize. I do see it's the Mercedes Gullwing. Yes, I sincerely apologize that I misspoke. But the regardless of whether or not I misspoke, we have to get we need to get the issue resolved with build up kit number
so
32 and whatever
me?
Other build up kits that we
okay,
need
who's
to make sure.
Call me?
I don't know who's going to call you. I don't know if you're going to get a phone call or an email, but I am going to be requesting.
I can tell you that right now.
I'm going to be requesting.
Give me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back in a month and tell you nobody called and nobody contacted me because I know what you're going to do. You're not going to do a thing. I've been doing this for a year and a half, buddy, a year and a half, and everybody, I've had 30 different people over a year and a half. We're going to call you back. We're going to get this fixed. We're going to do it right now, and nothing's happened in a year and a half. So you're going to be the same way because you don't want to deal with it.
No, it's not that I don't want to deal with it. It's that I don't have any ability to do anything more than escalate the issue. That's all that I can do.
If you're a true supervisor, if you're a true supervisor, you could handle this problem right now.
No, sir, I can't handle this problem right now because I'm not at the warehouse.
If you're a supervisor, if you are a true supervisor, corporate has given you guidance what to do when you have a phone call like this and how to handle it and how to get
yes.
it taken care of.
And you know what that guidance is? Create an escalation, send it over to management. Anything that's extremely serious, management will present to corporate. Anything that we can resolve in-house, we will resolve the issue in-house. That is the corporate guidance.
Great. So
if
where
I could,
do we go now?
I mean,
where
if
we
I
go
could,
now?
I'm going to escalate the issue for you. Very thoroughly documenting, you know, how upset you are, documenting the fact that you've been going through this for a year and 4 months. The issue hasn't been resolved. You're being told over and over and over and over again that someone will follow up with you and give you an update. And you never hear a single thing. This is unacceptable. The issue needs to be resolved. You know, so I'm going through it for you. I'm trying to represent your feelings and what you're saying to the best of my ability in the escalation that I'm creating. But you see, we're just here at a call center. We have no ability to press a button on the computer to order anything. That's all taken care of and done at the corporate and the warehouse level. Corporate makes those decisions for what they're going to order. Corporate makes those, that's their thing. We're just here to give customers customer service. If we have a very escalated issue such as this, this is something that may be brought to the attention of corporate if it cannot be resolved in-house by management. So that's what I'm trying to do to help you out to the best of my ability.
Whatever. I don't know what to do. I've done this for a year and a half, and nothing will get resolved. So thanks for wasting my time today.
I'm not trying to waste your time, sir. I'm trying to get something actually accomplished for you.
I've got a year and a half worth of my time wasted, and you're telling me the same thing I've heard for the last year and a half. So, you know, I don't know what else to do. All you're doing is telling me the same thing I've heard for a year and a half, and nothing gets done. And you cannot sit there on out of that phone and tell me you have not had Kit 32 in a year and a half. I don't believe it. You guys are just pushing buttons, and I know you have a way to erase this call and to erase this so you don't have to be involved with it. And I know that's what will happen because I won't hear another word back. As soon as we hang up,
there is no,
sir, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
There
I've gone through this for a year and a half. I don't believe you. I absolutely just don't believe you. You're not going to do a thing. Nobody else has done a thing. I had somebody told me they were a supervisor, Joanna, and she told me in 2 weeks I'll get a phone call. I haven't gotten nothing. So now I'm on the phone with you. It'll be the same thing all over again because I've been doing this for a year and a half. So I appreciate you wasting my time. I'll call back in 2 weeks or whatever and go through this again for an hour. Have a good day.
Well, sir, I need your time so that I can escalate the issue for you.